Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you know what that sound is? That's your new digital marketing department. And that'll be your new web designer. And that's Haibu, where these experts are joined by many more, from web designers to search marketing specialists who work hard to get your business noticed online and on mobile. Best of all, Haibu can do it all for you or give you the tools to do it yourself. To find out more, go to Haibu.com. That's HIBU.com or call 877-938-HIBU. Oh, that'll be your next new customer. Haibu, made for business.
Let's say you're in West County. You walk into a store and all they speak is French.
Parlez-vous français.
Kind of tough to communicate.
Beurre money.
Same thing can happen in a bank. You need someone who speaks your language, who understands what you need. Locally owned, family owned, Merrimack Valley Bank understands. They've been helping area people for 95 years. Stop in at either location on Clarkson just north of Manchester or Marshall Road in 141 and say hello.
Bonjour.
Merrimack Valley Bank. Building lifetime relationships through financial solutions. MerrimackValleyBank.com. Member FDIC.
If you're worried about paying your mortgage, here's some good news. The federal government's Making Home Affordable program has been extended. Also, there are new opportunities for more struggling homeowners to qualify. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, additional help is available. Get mortgage relief today. Visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 888-995-HOPE. That's makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 888-995-HOPE.
Tell him, Cher. Sing it, Cher.
American woman, gonna mess your mind. American woman, she gonna mess your mind.
The lines are open except for the one Steve's on. You can load the others up. Here we go, 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877. Or you could squeak one in if those are full at 888-550. KTRS or 888-550-5877. Let's talk to Steve. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon.
Either way, good afternoon.
Just wanted to let you know that, first of all, I'm AM and a PM.
That is good to hear. Can't hear that too much.
I am native St. Louis, driving for work to Wichita, Kansas, through the state of Kansas, the most boring state in the world, listening to you guys on my KTRS app.
And I've only driven through Kansas about three times, and that was three times too many. I could not agree with you more. It is the most boring state you can drive across.
There's nothing here. The only good thing about it is that the speed limit's 75 miles an hour, and I'm doing 80.
Yeah, so you can get through there as fast as you can. You know, we drove through Kansas a few years ago, and I remember, and I just laughed when I saw it. It's like, there's nothing, and then nothing, and nothing, and correct me if I'm wrong, but then there was a sign that said, Kansas, home of Bob Dole, or something. And that was kind of it. That's about the only thing I remember seeing.
I saw when I crossed the border, it said Dwight Eisenhower lived here, or something like that.
Well, all right.
Something about Dwight Eisenhower. I haven't seen a Bob Dole.
They got that going for them.
Maybe the wind took it down. I don't know.
Why do you drive to Wichita all the time?
It's not all the time. This is a trip for my work. I got to go there, and I got to go to Fredonia, Kansas, and it's going to be like a three-day trip. And I'm just glad I have my KTRS app.
Well, we're glad you do too.
Hey, listen. There's nothing better than the argument that this Yehu Jacko said that you guys had, and very entertaining. I'm glad that I'm a native St. Louis, and I'm glad you guys are on the radio. To make a boring drive great.
Well, you know what? You don't know how much we appreciate that. We're glad we're here, too, and drive safely.
All right. Thank you.
Not exactly this year the best part of the country to be driving across. Or in tornado season.
I've never had to do that yet.
Drive across Kansas?
No.
You know what? Look, you and Angela, I'm not kidding.
I'm sure
just so
we'll
you can say that you did it, take a bunch of no-dos with you, okay? Just so, and take some, like, books on CD or anything. I'm not kidding. I would love to hear your take on driving across Kansas. It's flat. It's uninteresting. There's nothing. Look, it'd be one thing if it were flat and just endless express or interstate, but at least, hey, look over there. There's nothing.
That's the worst part. In all our trips we take when we drive around, that's the worst thing I have when we have stretches where it's just nothing to look at. Yeah.
Hey, there's some corn.
Yeah. Look at that. You can see for a long ways.
Another open field. Yeah. Let's bring this is like the third or fourth Ken we've had. It's Ken Day. Hello, Ken.
Hello.
How are you?
So far, so good. AM
right.
FM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's going on?
I was going to put my 2 cents worth in about the advertising and such, but I wanted to say something about Kansas first, because they do have the world's largest groundhog, if you've ever seen those signs when you drive across Interstate 70.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's cool.
Is it one single groundhog, or they claim to have the biggest groundhogs in the country?
They claim to have the world's largest groundhog, if you keep following those signs, and I actually turned at that exit one time, and it's this big honking cement groundhog.
How big you say, like 30 pounds or?
Oh, no, it's concrete.
It's not a real ground.
It also has all these freaks of nature's animals there. They have cows with five legs. It's like this leg hanging off the side of it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Folks, I think you just heard all you need to hear about Kansas. This guy just pointed out the very best of Kansas.
I'm just telling you.
All right.
Oh, okay. Can I say something about the advertising?
You can say anything you want.
I really want to hear you guys talk and say funny things and do all that. And I understand you have to have advertising to be make the show.
We have too much of it.
And I understand it. But, right, you guys are the only radio station that comes back on from the top of the hour news at 17 and 18 minutes past the hour.
And do you know why we do that? Because we're also the only station you will listen to where we will talk straight through with listeners for 20 or 25-minute blocks. If we came out at 5 after, like most people do, right, we'd have to cut away from you at about 10 after. And I don't want to do that. Once we get on, I want to stay on. I want to take you right up to the bottom of the hour.
And I appreciate that.
And I don't like cutting people off, and I don't like every 6 minutes having to say, okay, we can take a break, we'll be right back.
And I can appreciate that, too.
And you just can't have it both ways, and this is my choice. I've chosen to do it this way because I've done it the other way, and I've heard other stations do it the other way. And my goodness, if you get Ben on the phone and you really want to just sit and listen to Ben and let him go till he finally hangs up on you, you can't do that if you have to say, man, we got to take a break.
Okay? I understand that.
So I understand what you're saying, and I wish I knew how to make it the best both ways, but you can't have it both ways. And by the way, every station, if you were to clock and keep track of how many commercials are in an hour, within one commercial, every station, and TV is the same way, has just about exactly the same number of commercials. And TV is even more frustrating for me, because if I'm watching, you know, whatever it is, and they break and they go to commercial, it seems to me like it's like 12 television commercials.
Oh, they throw in those 10-second, 15-second commercials.
And we've gotten bad about that, too. We're now doing 5 and 10 and 15. So it seems like you're bombarded with, oh, my goodness, that must have been 14 commercials. And it could have been. But in the good old days, all radio commercials were 60 seconds long. So you heard from four advertisers, not 14.
A lot of the music stations now will take two breaks an hour, and each of those commercial breaks are 7 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, you just have to figure out how. You've got an hour, you got so many advertisers to get the messages in, and we're lucky. We get to make our own clock, they call it. We get to break it up however we want to do it. Most stations won't let you do that. They literally map it out for you. They hand you a thing, and you go, here, you're breaking at 6 after, you're breaking at 12 after, you're breaking at 19 after. They don't make us do that. They just go, look, here are the advertisers, make sure you play all these in an hour. Other than that, knock yourself out.
And I understand it, but like I said, as a compliment to y'all, I'd rather hear you than some of the, even the, you know, or even the 10 or 15 minute of Johnny Landoff talking back and forth. And he's a great dealer. And the people that you advertise for, some of the products I've used, most of them I really would trust if I ever went to use them. But well, I just, I really, honestly, I just think that there's a little too much, and then you squeeze your advertisers into 4 days from 5 days now that you don't. Oh, I'm sorry, you're on assignment on Friday.
Hey, he acts like this was my choice. Like I have anything to say about this.
Well, I thought you did, but
I got to tell you,
I stand corrected.
Ken, you know what I would like? I'm not kidding. I would love to have our show 3 to 6 o'clock and have four sponsors. And these people are big enough that they cough up an exorbitant amount of money, but those four sponsors own this show. And that's it. No other breaks, no other, I don't want to call it clutter, because they keep this thing on the air. But boy, that would, you know, in the really, really old days, like the Texaco Star Theater or Bob Hope or whatever, honest to goodness, they had one sponsor. And the name of the show was like the Texaco Star Theater. Texaco was the sponsor. And that was it.
Kind of like the yard sale right now.
The yard sale is the only existing show like that. The yard sale on Saturday morning, from 7 to 9 o'clock, has one sponsor, and that's First Community Credit Union. And that's why it's such a pleasure to listen to.
Can I ask you a question about that?
Sure.
I tuned into the yard sale one day, and that Paul Harris on Saturday morning doesn't sound like the Paul Harris that...
It's Paul Warner.
Paul Warner.
Oh,
that's why he doesn't sound like Paul Harris. That would explain why he doesn't sound like Paul Harris, because he's not. He's Paul Warner.
By golly, that answers that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I didn't mean to bellyache.
No.
Ben did.
No, man, you'd call anytime you want.
But I love your show. A friend of mine turned me on to you guys years ago, 20-plus years ago, and I really do enjoy hearing you guys rather than just the commercial.
So, you want to know how I got here and why I'm here, the short version of it?
Sure.
I never intended ever to have a radio show. I never intended to host a radio show. I was had my sights on commercials, on writing them, producing them, character voices, and I did that. I did a lot of that. And what ended up causing me to have a show was the fact that I can tell a joke. And honestly, about 1984 or 5, I went on as just a guest slot where I walked in to somebody else's show, KUSA, and I told a joke, and that, which is still the focal point of every show, today's show, tomorrow's show, it all sort of leads up to the joke, and that is actually why I ended up sitting here, because I told a joke, and that still, to me, at least in my head, if I didn't tell a joke every day, I probably wouldn't deserve to have a show, and who'd want to listen? But it kind of all builds up to that. But seriously, that's how I ended up here, and I had no intention. I went to school thinking I wanted to be an optometrist, and then I realized, well, to do that, you actually really have to study and do homework, and forget that. I don't want to do that. I hate school. And then I just kind of fell. It's like a lot of things in life. It's just an accident. I never said, I'm going to have a radio show. But it was a good accident. I'm glad it happened.
And I am, too. Do you still do the FOP joke line?
No, that hasn't been up for, I'd say, at least 8-9 years.
Oh, Lord. Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Can I call anytime?
All right, man.
Okay. And Dave is here. Hello, Dave. Dave?
Dave and the PM. Hello.
Thank you, Dave.
Oh, Frank, come here.
What's up?
Okay. Hey, I don't know if you caught... I missed the schmuck call-in open hour that you were talking about with Ben. But
yeah.
He's called in 3 times earlier. I've been periodically listening to the radio station, and he called in...
other shows? Whose show?
Yeah, he called in Martin Kilcorn's show. He's on earlier. You might not know that.
What?
He's on our station, Kilcorn?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
Did you guys know?
A TV guy on the radio?
No, that's insane.
Wait a minute.
So you know it's the same voice. You know it's him.
Well, yeah. The first time he called in, he really disguised his voice, but he went by the name of Ben, and he was yelling at Martin about winning something on John Carney. Did you know he was on your show on the station, too?
No, he's on Camo X, I think.
Yeah.
Carney?
Okay. No, I'm pretty sure John Carney's on there. But
okay.
He was yelling at Martin about winning something from Carney, in that Martin should put it in a cab and take it to him, but yet he didn't know what it was. I think the guy got off his medication or something.
You know what I think? I think, look, now that you've told me he called other shows, it's obvious the guy is a fanatic listener to this station. He listens all day, not just to us, every day. And he's either a guy who's just playing with us and pulling our chain, or he's just a miserable, pathetic, mad-at-the-world human being. And although he likes to listen, it is possible, and sometimes there are people who listen to something. Look, with me, it was Ally McBeal. When Ally McBeal was on the air, I used to watch it every week just because I could not stand it so much that I think I was just watching, trying to figure out what it was that I couldn't stand. Or maybe I would change my mind and start to like it. I don't know why I watched it. But I didn't call the network about it. Or I just watched it and shook my head and went, I can't believe this is on TV. And I kind of feel the same way now about Glee. You know, and my wife's watching. I walk in the room and I go, you got to be kidding me. The show's still on the air. It's the same exact episode I watched 3 years ago. It's just a bunch of kids. I don't get it. But I think Ben likes to hear himself. That's the other thing. Sometimes people really get a kick out of knowing they got on the air. Maybe that's part of it.
And I think he likes to stir it up and then hear everyone talk about him.
Yeah.
We're doing.
That's exactly correct. I think he's just doing it so we're talking about him. But he called Carney, it was between 2:30 and 3 right before you came on. And Carney even said, I think this was the third time you called in today.
Yeah, and I didn't know that. But that's okay. It was entertaining. Whether he's nuts or mad or mean, it was still entertaining, and I'm glad he called.
I missed it, but he did sound nuts the first time I heard him when he called in.
Well, you missed him sounding probably even nuttier today. And by the way, the one thing he did that I didn't appreciate, but we're not going to hang up on him, is he basically said that every charity was a ripoff and was crooked. And even things like Make-A-Wish, and I didn't mention Friends of Kids with Cancer, but that's another good one. And this guy said they're all crooks and they all skim the money and it never goes. I didn't particularly appreciate that, but that's part of who he is, I guess.
All right, well, maybe someday he'll need some additional help with something and then find out different.
Oh, you know what? That's a very good point. I had a friend that died from cancer, and when he knew he was really going to need some serious treatment, I remember he said to me, he said, boy, am I glad I wrote that big check last year to the American Cancer Society. That was before he even knew he had cancer, and he had a lot of money. He wrote him a big check. So maybe one of these days Ben's going to need a little help, or God forbid that Ben has a very, very sick child who wants to go to Disney World. You know, what you want to say to Ben is, well, Ben, we'd love to make that possible, but you don't trust Make-A-Wish, so your kid's not going. But you can't do that to the kid. So we'll see if he changes his tune one day.
Absolutely.
All right, Dave, good call. Thank you. Dave got a great point.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Ben will need something one day. Look, I used to be kind of jaded about, and I still am about some of these things, and I won't tell you the ones I don't trust. They're big, 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 big sort of, we want you to take something out of your paycheck and all the employees and give them a dollar, and I don't go for that. But, you know, I used to get, frustrated or wondered about the Jerry Lewis telethon, and I thought every year, 50 million, 60 million, year after year after year, where's the cure? And then I realized, I think the mistake that maybe Jerry made, and maybe he would have gotten even more money, was it really isn't just about a cure, which may or may not ever come. It's about what they do with that money to help the people who have muscular dystrophy get through it, help the families. And in my case, what turned me around was the friend with ALS. And I saw firsthand in St. Louis what the ALS people did to help him. He needed, he was a cop. He didn't make a lot of money. He needed a wheelchair. The wheelchair was $25,000. And, you know, we were in the process of making sure he was going to get a wheelchair, whatever it took. And along comes the ALS, whatever you call them, the ALS Division of Muscular Dystrophy, the foundation, the local chapter. And that wheelchair was delivered to his house. And he was told, and his wife was told, this is why we're here. This is where a lot of this money goes. Whatever you need, computer, software program, so you can speak by touching it with your toe, because at a certain point, that's all you're going to be able to use. It was all sent to the house. That is what some of this money goes for. So it's not always about a cure. It's about making whatever time is left in somebody's life more comfortable and easier for the rest of the family. So that's what Ben maybe needs to know. Boy, one more?
Sure.
And would that be Steve? Or Kathy? Kathy. Kathy's next. Hello, Kathy.
Frank, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. I am in the pan.
Oh, of course you are. Thank you.
I just have to tell you a couple of stories about driving through Kansas, and it is absolutely horrific. There's nothing to look at, nothing to see. But except one night, we were coming back from Colorado, driving through Kansas on Highway 70, an extremely beautifully clear night, and we could see shooting stars and falling stars forever because it was so freaking flat.
Yeah, and dark, and because there are no city lights or industry lights. Yeah, no, you've got. Hey, you know what? You're the glasses half full person.
Yeah.
The great thing about being in the middle of nowhere is you can see stars.
Exactly. But then you fast forward about 15 years, and my husband and I, avid skiers, now have a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old. We're going to take off to Colorado to teach to ski. Well, we have to drive through Kansas. So we pack up the car, do everything. We drive out there, teach them to ski. We do it the next year. They're now 10 and 6. We do it the next year, and this 7-year-old says to me, "Oh, my God, Mom, we have to drive through Kansas."
Yeah, even kids can tell.
And seven-year-old. Yeah. So, yeah, it affects us all. It is really a horrible drive.
And you know what? If you get a map and you go, okay, I'm going to St. Louis to Denver or Aspen or whatever, and I'd like to go around Kansas, south or north, I know it would add, like, I don't know, 400 miles. It's worth it. You know, it's almost worth it just to get around it and see anything. Kathy,
I know, but you don't have enough time when you're on vacation.
I know. You want to get every minute you can on the ski slopes, and I understand that. Kathy, thank you. How old are you, Kathy?
I am 55, and I retired last September. So I am joining my girlfriends for knitting class tonight and gossip also.
You're not old enough to knit. You're old enough to gossip, but you're not old enough to knit. That's what I
get. Oh, we have such a good time.
Well, 55 is my favorite age, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you.
Mine, too.
Kathy, thank you for the call.
Okay, love you, guys. Bye.
What did you say, mine, too?
Mine, too, yeah.
Are you jumping in on the bit now?
No, that's how old I am.
He's trying to connect with the...
I see. Yeah, trying to establish a connection.
55 and retired. Wow.
Lucky.
Yeah.
That's my word for that. Lucky. Joe Hipperson should join us after this break because it is Tuesday and the DVDs are out today and the CDs are out today. And we're going to find out which ones you might be interested in. Now, Ben probably thinks I'm lying when I say I've been a patient at Ballast Dental Care for 41 years. In fact, I guarantee he thinks I'm lying. What I wish Ben would do would be step up, be a man, grow some, and lay $5,000 down on the table and go, "Here. If you can prove to me that you've been a patient for 41 years, here's how sure I am you're a liar. I'll give you $5,000, and if you haven't, you give me $5,000. In fact, I'll tell you what, Ben, let's make it 50. Let's make it 50 and 5. If I'm lying about it, I'll give you $50,000. If you can prove through records that I haven't been, I'll give you $50,000. But if I'm telling the truth, you give me 5. He won't take that deal. And the reason he won't take it was because Ben actually knows he's full of crap, and he knows he just likes to stir it up and hear himself, and it's entertaining, and I enjoyed it. But here's the deal. I have been there 41 years. It will be 40, I think I just lied. It won't be 41. For another month.
Oh, man.
It's 40 years and 11. Ben, you got me. You got me. I lied. It's 40 years and 11 months. It'll be 41 years and about one more month when I first walked into Ballast Dental Care and had my teeth checked. And I don't remember anything else about it except that when I walked out, I thought, wow, that was a pleasant experience. I think I'll just keep going here. And I did for soon to be 41 years. They would love to have you as a new patient. But once you're in there, I'd say 5 minutes, you won't feel like a new patient. It'll actually feel like you've been going there for a long, long time, like you've known these people before. You ever meet somebody and you're at dinner and they go, "I want you to meet my friend," and in just a few minutes you feel like you've just known them. It's comfortable. That's Ballast Dental Care. And you say, "Well, how can a dentist's office ever be comfortable?" Well, you're not going to know until you make an appointment, and I'd like for you to do that. Unless you're just thrilled to death with the dentist you have now. But see, you may think you're thrilled only because you don't have anything else to compare it to that might be better. So make an appointment. Ballast Dental Care. They'd love to take you. You're not to get to run around like, "Well, we're not seeing any new patients for 8 months." Nah. Tell them you're AM to PM. We'll get you in there. and I don't think you'll ever want to go anywhere else. Corner Ballas and Clayton Roads, ballasdentalcare.com.
Meet me.
Yeah, let's get a look at the highways now, see how things are rolling. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, there's a new accident. Now it's on southbound 270 at Highway 44. It's kind of on the shoulder, kind of blocking the right lane, so you're looking at traffic that's slowing from Darty Ferry through the Highway 44 area. Also, on northbound 55 over in the Collinsville area, it looks like near 157 you had an accident. It's cleared now, but you're slow from 255 to midway between 157 and 159. Other than that, it's just normal slow traffic, westbound 40 from a little west of the Science Center through McCausland, and then from Long Road out to the Boone Bridge. We're also slowing on westbound 70 right around the airport, and eastbound 270 you're slowing east of McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Hammermill Paper. Print directly from your phone or tablet with the Print Hammermill app, a $12.95 value that you can now get for free. Get the Print Hammermill app and feel free to print. Available at the App Store or Google Play. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The ice, sleet, and snow.
Colin, a mix of snow and sleet in the Westport area right now.
The continuation of the worst winter in 20 years.
I'm Colin Jeffrey, joined today by Susan Smith-Harmon and Mitch McCoy.
The Big 550 was there with full team coverage from MoDOT.
Those roadways were extremely treacherous, and we were having problems with our trucks being able to get around.
The National Weather Service.
There was a several-hour period last evening where there was some freezing drizzle that caused some issues.
And Ameren.
You know, we have plenty of resources on standby right now throughout the entire state of Missouri.
Winter may be winding down, but tornado season is about to begin. When you need to know, turn to your official weather station, the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
It's the most important thing when you're working on your house, construction sites, bar mitzvahs, charity events. I'm talking about, where are your guests going to go to the bathroom? You need to make sure you call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. At R&R Sanitation, they're the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. That's important because they take care of their customers. They'll drop it off and pick it up at a moment's notice. If you need it on the corner of a parade route, R&R Sanitation will do it. If you need it on top of, say, a bridge that's being built over the Mississippi River, R&R Sanitation will drop it off on top of that bridge. Construction sites, weddings, anniversaries, bar mitzvahs, work done on the house, the most important thing, the porta potty. 314-776-4000. R&R Sanitation, the only local union company on the Missouri side of the river. They're less expensive, they're bigger, their service better, they're just better. R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again, because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-403-1020. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-403-1020. That's 1-800-403-1020. 1-800-403-1020.
Hey, it's Eddie from Fast Eddie's Bon Air. I know the winter was tough. The walls are closing in. You need a break from the same old. You need to get out of that house. They say the groundhog saw his shadow, so we got 6 more weeks of what we've had, but that's not true. We got 6 more weeks of party all the time at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. Come on in. Enjoy the coldest beer, the best cheap eats, the world-famous peel-and-eat shrimp, the mouth-watering chick on a stick, and don't forget, you can always get lucky at Fast Eddie's. I mean, with the video poker machine. So grab your friends, grab the gang, grab your neighbors, join the fun all year round at Fast Eddie's Bonner. We have that ridiculously huge heated patio. That's right, heated. Heat, like warm patio with tons of flat screens. You can catch the best games. You can have the live entertainment out there 5 nights a week. Come on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air. So like Mr. Shannon says,
if you're 21 and in the mood, head on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois.
Thanks, Mr. Shannon.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier & Thompson, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite countertops, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchens and Baths has great financing rates with any project. They have ding and dent appliances that can save you even more money if you're updating your kitchen. And in most cases, you'll never be able to see the ding or dent. They're located at 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier & Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
Okay, you ready? I'm gonna let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't let go, don't let go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has 2 maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into 2 piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care today and keep your car running newer longer. For maintenance, repairs, tires, for whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Hit the B square.
Yeah. That's the music that means it is time to connect with Joe Hipperson, because there are certain CDs or movies you've been anxiously awaiting their release for your home use, viewing, or listening pleasure. He's going to tell you what those are, and he is brought to you, of course, by Oreck. Wonderful people, wonderful products, great vacuum cleaner, yes, great other home care products, yes, 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 7 locations. Stop in, tell them your AM and the PM, tell them you love the Joe Hipperson segment. And here's another one for you to love right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Hello,
yes,
Joe.
Yes.
All right, what do we have today?
All right, Steelers, Tuesday, Frank, we start with the music. The guy who is all over the place now, and I think that hat he wears is ridiculous, Pharrell Williams has a new record. L. So that does it for you. You can go pick up Girl from Pharrell Williams. The Drive-By Truckers have a new record called English. That's basically it on the music end. But when it comes to DVDs, we've got some being issued on Blu-ray for the first time ever. being issued on Blu-ray. You may have seen them before, but now they're in new special editions. We've got Fried Green Tomatoes.
That's a great movie.
Forgot that movie ever.
Kathy Bates.
Anything?
No, no, it's Kathy Bates. It's a great movie.
Uh-oh.
Hello? What the heck? Joe, are you
I
there?
I think we're having phone issues.
Yeah, this is why I don't like cell phone. I don't like the cell phone stuff.
No, he can't hear us at all.
Because this is what happens.
Joe?
Hello?
Joe?
Joe?
We got to reconnect. If we don't do it the second time, we're going to bail. We're not going to let this happen again. Next week, we got to get a landline. Fried Green Tomatoes, you guys ever see it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, that scene where Kathy Bates hits that gal in the parking lot with her car. Wow.
And what was that? Was that Tom Skerritt in there? Was that?
You know, I don't remember the other characters.
Is Jessica Tandy in that? Or no? I don't know.
No, you know what? I know what you're thinking about. Yeah, well, wait a minute.
I think she is.
She might be. And you know who wrote it? Fanny Flagg.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Fanny Flagg, when she was on...
she was on Candid Camera a lot.
That, and she was on Match Game all the time. And I thought she was cute.
Cute and talented and funny.
Yeah.
Do we have Joe back?
No, not yet.
No. And by the way, Fried Green Tomatoes, the actual food, fantastic if you've never had them. When the tomatoes next summer come out, and grab a couple greens, slice them. Roll them in flour. Have you ever done this, Pee, on your cook?
No, I won't do it. Are you kidding me? I won't eat tomatoes.
Well, but you might like fried green tomatoes. Do you like fried squash, or do you like fried okra?
No.
No, okay, forget it. You might not like fried green tomatoes.
I get that one confused with, what's the Julia Roberts movie with Sally Field and, what's...
Where the girl does the...
Where Julia Roberts ends up dying. She has a kid and...
I get that
confused with Fried Green Tomatoes all the time.
Is this... I don't watch these chick flicks. It's not... help us out here, Dan. Anybody. Julia Roberts. Who else is in it?
Sally Field. Steel Magnolias.
Steel Magnolias.
I get those confused.
I've never seen
reason.
It.
Joe's
is
back.
That the one where somebody's a hairdresser?
Yes. And,
yeah. I watched about 15 minutes of it, and I thought, okay, when I have a sex change, I'll come back and watch this.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Is Joe back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Joe, this is why I hate the cell phone thing. Are you back with us?
I am back, and I hate it as well, sir.
Next week, you got to go somewhere. You got five full bars or a landline. Go ahead. Pick it up. Fried Green Tomatoes. That's where we left off.
All right. Far and Away, Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman, Intolerable Cruelty with George Clooney. He's the co-star of Dan Strauss' Hollywood fame. Boiler Room and Garden State. These are all being reissued on Blu-ray today in special edition format. For the first time ever on Blu-ray today. Remember in 1986, the story of Fievel and the animated film An American Tale?
The Mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had that song, Somewhere Out There. Oh, I'm not kidding.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man, that was good.
That was great.
Yeah. Also on Blu-ray, first time ever, the 1988 version, which means not the John Travolta and drag version, but the original version of Hairspray is out today. And so is the very first time I can ever remember seeing John Lithgow. And it's crazy because he wasn't creepy in this movie, but then every other movie I saw him in, he was creepy. But my first introduction was 1987's Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what? I don't like him in anything. But Harry and the Hendersons is a great kids movie.
No, it's amazing. I don't know if anybody else has this memory, but for me, I've never wanted a fast food cheeseburger more in my entire life than when he's trying to bribe the Harry into the back of a car, and all he does is throw all these cheeseburgers in the back of the car. I get so hungry every time I see that scene. It's crazy.
Well, Harry and the Hendersons is one of those long-forgotten but shouldn't-be movies that's a great family movie. I'm so glad you mentioned it. It is really good. And even not liking John Lithgow, it's still really good.
Yeah, and you know what? The effects
still
stand up now because
it's
the practical effects.
They absolutely do.
Also out today, TLC's show Breaking Amish, Season 1, Restaurant Impossible, Season 3, Ancient Aliens, Season 5, available for you. Ever just scratch your head and wonder what the heck ever happened to Frankie Muniz?
Who?
Malcolm in the Middle.
I never saw that show.
Well, for a brief second, Frankie Muniz was the it kid. I mean, he was on the Fox Network. He was having movies come out.
Kind of like Fred Savage was the it kid when he had...
disappeared.
Yeah, Fred Savage. Remember his show? What was that Fred Savage show?
Wonder Years.
Yeah, he was the it kid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and he had a girl named Winnie?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The butt chin.
Oh, come on. No, Winnie was
well,
good,
she
man.
Did. I mean, she was
by the way, Peon,
he had a butt chin.
By the way, Peon, I interviewed Kirk Douglas years ago. He's got that butt chin. He doesn't like it when people say that. In fact, I asked him, I said, Kirk, how do you like it when people call that thing a butt chin? Here's what he said. I'll play it for you. I can't stand it. It makes me sick. Well, there you go.
Wow.
Well, yeah, Frankie Muniz is now doing direct-to-DVD movies. His newest one is called Blast Vegas, and it's all about a giant sandstorm that takes over downtown Las Vegas.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah, it is. The Time of the Doctor, for you Doctor Who fans, The Time of the Doctor is out today. So is, in a special deluxe two-disc DVD edition. It took place on October 16th, 1992, the Bob Dylan 30th Anniversary Concert Celebration finally being released on DVD today.
And he's very proud of it. I talked to him this morning by satellite.
Seriously.
I said, Bob, you must be so thrilled. Here's what he said. I remember he had to grab for his harmonica.
Hold on,
I remember this part. I remember this part of the interview. He had to get his harmonica.
Yeah, he did.
Because I remember I was waiting.
What did you ask him?
I asked him, you must be really thrilled about this release. Here's what he said.
I'm so happy I can play.
That's Bob Dylan, all right.
Yep.
That was
that's
weird.
Magic. That's
mistaking that voice.
I remember that interview you did because his headphone jack popped out and he couldn't hear anything.
No. I was in
that was the weirdest thing. Phone.
That's right. I remember that now. That's why there was a silence there for a couple seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, Liam Schreiber is an actor on a lot of people's radar. He's got a direct-to-DVD sci-fi flick out today called The Last Days on Mars. I would avoid that, like The Last Days on Earth. It's not that good. If you are in the mood for, I was going to say, is it Bryan Cranston? Is that the guy from Breaking Bad?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. If you want to see him in a really creepy thriller, it's out today. It's called Cold Comes the Night. If you want creepy Bryan Cranston, Cold Comes the Night, available on DVD today. Also, if you were getting turned on by some of the stuff on the Academy Awards, Philomena is out today.
Really good. So really good.
Oh, it is. It's a great flick. Yeah. There's one called Old Boy with Josh Brolin. Josh Brolin, at times, is a great actor. But for every great performance, there's a couple of dogs, and Old Boy is definitely an old dog. I would avoid it. It was
30
a flop.
Seconds, Mr. Hipperson. 30 seconds.
Well, and last but not least.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow. Look at that. See how he can just, boom, shift right into final mode.
It is the it's the best picture of 2013. It can now be yours. You can own it, watch it over and over again. One of the greatest cast ensembles I've seen in a long time. 12 Years a Slave out today.
Yes.
That will do it for me. I'll talk to you later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip Art Entertainment.
All right, thank you, Joe. Joe Hipperson, courtesy of OREC and the 7 locally owned and operated OREC Home Care Centers. One of the people that you guys know who was on our trip was asking me about 12 Years a Slave, and I said, one of the 5 best movies I've ever seen in my entire life. And then since the trip, this person has watched it and sent me just a text that said, oh my goodness, now I get it. It is that. You guys haven't seen it.
No.
I want you to see it, and then I want you to tell me. It's not about how old you are or whether you know much about slavery. If the acting is beyond belief. Bill Cleveland is on the way. I am looking forward to a meeting that I have set up this Friday with Mark Reardon. Mark Reardon is partnered with Jason Becker. Not in that partner kind of way like, Who's the Doogie Howser guy? What's his name?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris would have a partner. No, this is a business partnership. There was Stiefel Nicholas, and they give financial advice. And the best financial advice anybody ever gave me was two things in my 20s. One, pay off these credit cards. You've maxed these things out. Find a way to get these paid off, and don't ever do that again. And the other good advice was, start a plan. Just start a plan. An amount of money every month that you pretend it doesn't exist. Put it away, put it away, put it away, put it away. We started that in our late 20s. And I can still remember the amount. It was $40 a month. Now, to go and get advice from Mark and Jason, you need $25,000. And that's money you can already have. It can be a 401k, it can be some kind of profit-sharing thing, it can be just an accumulated combination of reserves. But you have $25,000 either invested or that can be invested. That's when you sit down with them. And then they're going to ask you a lot of questions, and you're going to ask them questions, and in the end, they're going to say, here's what we think. Here's what we would do. And if you like what you hear, boom, great. If you don't, it was a meeting. That's it. That's my suggestion. It's up to you. MarkandJason.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, big problems on the highways. We've got an accident southbound 270 at Highway 44. It looks like either the right or two right lanes are blocked, and traffic is backed up all the way to Olive. On eastbound 40 before Big Bend, an accident has a lane blocked. You're backed up to Clayton Warson, and that's causing southbound 170 to jam up from Page down through Highway 40. And this traffic report brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Play it forward with the new $250K triple play draw game from the Missouri Lottery. Each ticket features three games and nine chances to win with a top prize of $250,000. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
Missouri with 5.5 to play, leads by 5.
Tomorrow, the Aggies of Texas A&M come to Mizzou Arena to take on our Mizzou Tigers.
Barks in middle of the floor on the logo. Guarded by Richardson, spinning, gets to the left elbow, put it up left side of the lane. A teardrop goes down to give Missouri a 3-point lead.
Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 7. Catch it all right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are Mizzou.
Cheap and fast may work for a quick lunch or a haircut, but what it doesn't work for is floor covering. Listen to that voice that's telling you that what sounds too good to be true is a mistake. Instead, when it's time for new flooring, do it right the first time. Call a member of the Flooring Industry Council, whose install floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training in all types of flooring materials, backed by companies with decades in the business and extensive experience working for St. Louis's leading businesses and homeowners. Cheap and fast may be okay for a cup of coffee and a donut, but it doesn't work for floor covering. For a list of contractors who will leave you with the assurance that you made the right decision, contact the Flooring Industry Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.